World and national news has been brought to you by Thompson Heating and Air Conditioning.
This isn't silence. It's nothing. Every year, 1 million families lose their homes to foreclosure because they do nothing. If you've fallen behind on your mortgage, do something. Call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
If you could heat your home for less and feel more comfortable, would you do it? Lennox and Thompson Heating and Air Conditioning are excited to announce the most energy efficient and quiet furnace now available. It's up to 98% efficient. That means you save money every month without having to keep your furnace turned down. Heat your home for less with the all-new Lennox SLP98V furnace from Thompson Heating and Air Conditioning today. Keeping your family comfortable for over 50 years. Visit us online at thompsonheating.com.
KXRA. Radio for people like you.
Good morning and welcome to Open Line.
KXRA 1490 AM Radio in Alexandria presents Open Line with your hosts Dennis Anholt and Patty Wicken. Open Line is designed to be a service to the area, providing dialogue with public officials and dignitaries and other community leaders about current events and issues that affect our lives. Open Line provides you with the opportunity to call our live on-air studio line with any questions you might have about the subject being discussed. The views and opinions offered by the hosts, studio guests, and telephone callers do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of KXRA Radio. And now, Open Line.
And good morning, Patty.
Morning, Dan. Morning, Lonnie Wayne.
Good Tuesday morning to you.
How was your holiday weekend?
It wasn't much of a weekend.
Oh.
Oh, it was a great weekend.
I worked Saturday and Monday.
So I worked Monday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, well.
Well, I worked Monday. I had a great weekend. Every day was a great day.
Yeah.
Of course.
If my plans were canceled, I went off and did something I enjoyed more.
Mm-hmm.
It was great, great,
None
great.
None of our plans were canceled.
No.
Everything worked right around the 5K, 10K. One, did you see the race pictures?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
were you cheering for your grandkids?
Oh,
they came across?
They
you
were
said
so
everybody
fabulous.
Was bawling when they came across.
The little kids, when they ran their 1 mile, every one of them was crying when they came over the center line. Every one of them. And Sophie was the first girl across, and Gabby was the third girl across. But, of course, they weren't there wasn't a medal for them. It was, you know, the first person across. But they just run like the wind, those little Panamanians. Oh, my, can they move.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really fun, and lots of barbecues and lots of craziness. Fun weekend, as always. We had Argentinians, Peruvians, Spaniards, everyone at our house, and, of course, the Panamanians. So it's quite a weekend.
Well, you made an impact on Alexandria. What a transition.
Yeah, oh, look at that. What a segue.
Yes. And we have Don Reed with us today. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Dennis and Patty.
And Jennifer
nice
Wagner
to have you back.
Is
good morning,
here.
Jennifer.
Good morning.
And
Sue Kugler.
Okay, I couldn't see your name tag there.
Yeah. There you go.
Your sweater. So. And
I just want to mention, before we start, that we had Tastefully Simple Mango Mojitos over the weekend.
All right.
Rock star. Yeah, yeah. Rock star. So just wanted to throw that in. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, that's good. See, we have shameless plugs on this show.
Yes.
We're not shamed
yes.
at all. We love it. How many years have we done Impact Alexandria?
Since 2003.
Wow. That is fantastic. And each year it gets bigger and better.
Bigger and better.
And we've had several individuals, and I see we've got another one on the line we're going to visit with today.
Yes, we do.
Keynote speaker.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that, what would you say to somebody that's never been to Impact Alexandria presentation? What would you say to get them to come? don't all speak at the same time.
If you want a stimulating speaker that will rev up and you can take away and apply it to your own business, there's an impactful speaker each year that you'll take away something from.
I agree. I've been to most of them. I was thinking I'd been to all of them, but I did not, for some reason, see the Zig Ziglar presentation. But I've been to, I'm pretty sure that all of the rest. And I think it's just amazing because, of course, we have to go, formerly, we had to go hundreds of miles to have us to see something like this and spend, you know, hundreds of dollars. And now, because of Tastefully Simple and the entire committee and the community, we have Impact Alexandria, and we're bringing these speakers here for the first time ever. And I was in the office the other day and listening. Bruce and I share an office, and so we have quite the interesting day. But he's on the other side of the wall we do the puppet shows over. And I was listening. I thought, what is he listening to? And I listened and I listened and I said, Bruce, wow, is that ever good? And he said, that's David Horsager. He's going to be here for Impact Alexandria this year. So I scooted around and we listened together and I just loved every minute of it. And of course, the book, The Trust Edge, was written by our speaker this year. So, and I believe we have him on the line.
That's right. And good morning, David.
Good morning. Good to hear your voices.
Yes, nice to hear yours, Minnesota boy.
Yeah, yes. What a treat to get to be right here in Minnesota coming up.
And what a treat for us to have you here.
Why did you write the book, David?
That, you know, I would say basically three things come to mind. In 2003, kind of had this epiphany, and I was asking the question, what's unique about the greatest leaders and organizations of all time? I started my first 99. And just kind of felt like, what is this kind of great uniqueness? And trust is the big thing that came out of that, both experientially and research-wise. And then I did all my graduate research around that specific idea, that at proving it out. No one had really, till that time, so much in research tied trust to the bottom line, how trust affects every part, how long something takes, it affects. I mean, if you don't think it affects the bottom line, you ask Tiger Woods, right? I mean, one breach of trust, and he lost millions in 22 breaches of trust, whatever. But he lost millions in weeks, hundreds of millions by now, and your credit score is a trust score. You have more trust with the bank in your credit score. You pay thousands less over the course of the loan. And, you know, a supplier you trust, one call's enough. A supplier you don't trust, of course, lots of calls, faxes, and brings stress later, you don't get what you wanted. So it basically, 2003 kind of started this epiphany. Then I did all my graduate research on it. Out of that research, people got very interested, and we started just hearing these phrases like, boy, this is so timely with Enron and all these things then, but it's also so timeless, and that's my opinion about it. It's not so new. It's a truth that's, in essence, there are some surprises in the research, but a lot of it you would just resonate with and say, of course. But the truth is, people aren't doing it. You know, they're not doing all eight pillars. So out of the research, these eight pillars came to the top, and that was the start of it, and then the book came out of it, and that became... you know, quite, it just started rolling, and all of a sudden I'm on stage with, you know, people like, all over the world. So, yeah, the book launched in India last month. I was on with Steve Forbes about 2 weeks ago in Texas, and, you know, I feel just grateful by God's grace speaking all over, and that the message is resonating. I think that's the biggest thing. I get more and more passionate about it as I see the impact, and I can talk more about the impact later.
Well, in your book, The Trust Edge, which we've been kind of passing around here at the KX-Ray Studios, you say that trust is not a soft skill. So exactly right. What do you mean by that?
Well, in organizations, in business, a lot of people, you would just want to do this stuff, I think, knowing some of your character and what you're about up there in Alexandria, because you believe high character is best, or this consistency is best, or whatever. Once I tied it to the bottom line and showed how it really impacts the bottom line, then businesses and CEOs and salespeople became very interested, even more interested, because I think a lot of people think, for instance, trust, oh, that's just a soft idea. That won't really impact my bottom line. That's just a soft skill. That's like these words people throw around, engagement or leadership or whatever. And those, in fact, I believe in engagement and, you know, and leadership. But when I tied the research to show how it affects the bottom line and, in effect, how it affects revenue, profits, and sales, then even though I hope you and I would want to do these things that build trust anyway, people and companies really started to see the value of it and really want to learn, how do I make the most trusted brand? How do I make the most trusted leader? How do I make the most trusted salesperson? Because, you know, in sales, for instance, just as one example, mm-hmm. people often ask, you know, what's the newest closing technique, for instance? Well, my view is, if you don't build trust today, you won't even get in the door. If you do build trust, you will not need the newest manipulative technique. And so trust is way more important, and it does affect the bottom line. And here's one example. Recently, I spoke at this event in Florida, and the company called back, and the person emailed back, and they said, you know, we took one of your trust ideas, and we tripled our sales. Well, what's that idea of really building solid trust? Not only can they go away every day feeling great about themselves, great about their organization, but it did impact their bottom line, and that's the idea of soft and hard. I think some people want to learn hard skills, like a quick productivity technique or a quick, you know, whatever technique. And my view is, this is hard skills.
David, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Got to pay some bills.
You bet. Do it.
Okay.
You're one of the girls, a mother, grandmother, a woman. You take care of your friends and family, but who takes care of you? Glacial Ridge Health System welcomes Dr. Rwanda Campbell to its team. Board certified in obstetrics and gynecology, Dr. Campbell provides health care and less invasive treatments for all stages of a woman's life. Dr. Campbell is an experienced physician, wife, and mother. She knows how busy you are and provides the care you need close to home.
For more, go to glacialridge.org. They go the extra mile so you don't have to.
The kids are in bed. Mom and Dad have the TV to themselves. They go to their Charter DVR to find their shows recorded and ready to watch. Instead, they find cartoon sing-alongs. The kids have taken over the DVR. Mom remembers they also have Charter on Demand. She finds a romantic comedy. Mom presses play. Charter saves the day. Let it all in with Charter DVR and On Demand. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER or visit charter.com for special offers. Services not available in all areas. Call for details.
And we're back, and our guest today is author, business strategist, and keynote speaker David Hersauger, who will be the keynote speaker at this year's Impact Alexandria. David, explain to us what the trust edge is.
Basically, the trust edge is that distinct advantage of when people really build trust, when a brand really builds trust. All kinds of things happen. Not only does productivity go up and revenue go up and time to market or time to get anything done goes down, it builds this advantage that, here would be an example. Southwest Airlines has been number one for 30-some years in the airline industry by customers, by profits, and has become one of the most trusted airlines. Well, in 2007, they made a mistake. They breached trust. It could have cost, you know, countless lives. And yet, because they had been so diligent over time, because they had done everything right over time, this one little mistake, maybe even an honest mistake, was largely overlooked by media and by the government, where any other airline would have been flayed by the media, because Southwest had built so much trust over time. One kind of inadvertent mistake was largely, they had this advantage of building trust over time that they were given some grace. And so not only does that happen where you're given grace, but also this advantage, this edge, really leads to higher productivity, higher morale, and a host of lower attrition, lower stress, and a host of other significant advantages.
And, you know, David, I wanted to ask you quickly, well, we'll just kind of interject here. For the housewife that's listening or just someone who may not be in business or maybe just job searching or not from a business standpoint, how can the Trust Edge help people in their personal life?
My belief is it's significant everywhere. You know, I think it's an advantage with every, I say this all the time. It doesn't matter. A lack of trust is your biggest expense, and it doesn't matter if it's home with your spouse, with your kids, with your work, or in your community. Those that have this, and I want to say, even though we just talked a lot about the bottom line, I want to say that really the biggest advantage goes way beyond that. It goes into impact. Even when I did my research, those that had the Trust Edge were not only defined by bottom line. That's a uniqueness that really got this popular in the business world. But they were also defined by positive influence and positive impact. And so it's really fun for me. I just a couple months ago I stopped in on a book club. They were doing they were on the final week. A friend of mine doing this book club on the Trust Edge and. I just went to hear what people's responses were and just kind of sat in the back, and my friend just said, you gotta stop by, it's close to your office, whatever. So I listened, and people went around and just said the impact of building the trust that they had been meeting for 8 or 10 weeks. And this one lady stood up and she said, you know, I thought I was coming because of my business. And I have gained some real tips and takeaways for building trust and really having a more effective business, and she runs a business out of her home. But she said the biggest takeaway for me was with my 15-year-old son. I haven't talked to him for a year, and under this clarity chapter, I gained a way to talk to my son, and our relationship has blossomed to some degree since me learning some ways to build trust with my 15-year-old son. And she broke down in tears, and I think that's where, you know, a lot of these chapters. One other thing, and a couple people in my office could tell you more about this, but Reed was telling me, one of the guys in my office, about someone who was saying the impact of the Trust Edge and how on the way to school, this guy would teach his son, his 10-year-old son, about the Trust Edge and how to build trust and why it's so important. And so they're teaching their families about it. In another case, I don't know how old the kid was, but this lady basically in a small group book club came back and said, here's what I did with my kids. I kind of built these blocks, and I put trust at the bottom, T-R-U-S-T, with kid blocks, blocks for kids building. And she pulled out the T, and the whole pyramid crumbled. Mm-hmm. And she just wanted to teach her kid, this is what happens when you, in this case, the boy had stole or taken his brother's bat. And this visual example, this boy, little boy, it kind of broke down crying to see the impact of the trust and what happened in their relationship and how they would have to restore that. And so, I mean, clearly, if you look at the 8 pillars, you'll see how it impacts every single relationship. I happen to, because of my work, because of my graduate work, because I'm in the business world so much, I really apply it strongly there, but the pillars are so applicable, and people will see it quickly to professional, independent professionals, home life, work life, ways to rebuild trust even with your some estranged friend or family member. I mean, I think absolutely relevant and applicable, and of course, I'm not saying I'm perfect at it. I've seen the impact of it, so it's not so much Dave Horsiger. I don't think people can even really know that name so well, like Zig Ziglar, but they do remember the message.
All right. Let's talk about those 8 pillars. Explain those to people.
The 8 pillars are clarity, compassion, character, competency, commitment, connection, contribution, and consistency. Clarity. Clarity is the idea is this, and it was really proven out by the research, people trust the clear and they mistrust or distrust the ambiguous. So if I have, you know, too many, if I'm unclear in a mission statement, if I'm unclear in my expectations of, this is where it could apply, any of this could apply at home, but if I'm unclear in the expectations of my child, they get frustrated because they don't know how to please you. If I'm unclear with my employee, they get frustrated because they don't know what is it exactly that you want. Please be clear with me. I honestly, personally, have an issue right here. I really have to work to be clear with my team because I can get all over the place. But you also understand it in a buying decision. If I have really clearly understand the benefits of that product, that specific product, I'm much more likely to buy. So clarity is very powerful. I'll whip through these, and then if you have questions, we can come back to them.
Okay.
Compassion is the idea that people really do trust those that care beyond themselves. That's why when you look at the Eidelman Trust Index, it's one of the biggest global studies in the world by the biggest PR firm in the world from the UK, Eidelman. You'll find who is most trusted. Well, right now you have firefighters up toward the top, nurses, that kind of thing. Right now toward the bottom you have mortgage brokers and politicians and lawyers and whatever. But if you find a trusted mortgage broker or a trusted lawyer, you'll see their impact and their bottom line is much higher than average.
Hmm.
Now, this usually, it's because that person really showed the ability to care and think beyond themselves. To really, you've heard the old adage that, you know, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. But there's a real truth in that, that attrition goes way up when people don't show they care. That's why Psychology Today says we don't leave companies. People don't leave companies. They leave supervisors because they don't care. So compassion, this ability to care beyond yourself. Number three is character, and that is just people can get to the top on talent. They only stay there because of character. And people try to trick me, and they say, well, look at Enron. They were successful for a while. Or look at this person or look at that person. Over time, even if you almost always, you only have to look 10 years, but look 15 years down the road. And even if they were successful financially, they will be... There's other parts that will be completely broken and disastrous because of a lack of trust or a lack of character. High character was a key trait in every single top trusted business or leader or salesperson, especially over time. Competency. Competency is this ability to be relevant and fresh and capable, to be a learner, to be, you know, reading and going to trainings and really being active. People might say, well, isn't character everything? You know, a lot of times when I ask people what they think trust is, they might just at first say, oh, it's honesty or, oh, it's this or that. Well, those are important, and certainly character is important, but competency is also important because I might trust you, for instance, with my kids for the weekend because of your character. However, I won't trust you to give me a root canal because you're not competent at that. And so we need to, there's a lot of people that don't stay fresh. Are you staying fresh as a parent? Are you, as a salesperson, are you, you know, you see a lot of these mid-level salespeople that they were really good back 10 years ago, but they won't keep learning, stay fresh and relevant and capable, and it's really hindering their success. Commitment, this is the hardest one to teach, but it was true of all those that had the trust edge. So this, people want to be committed to those that are committed to them. You don't just go to people and say, just be committed. I've had several companies say, come and tell our staff just to be committed to us. Well, that doesn't work that way. This is by and large what happened to a lot of our American automakers. They had been really committed to America, and Americans, our grandparents, you know, would stay and work for Chevrolet and or for GM and for Ford for 30 years. But then once they started laying those people off and showed less commitment, then all of a sudden the commitment of those next generations showed less commitment toward that automaker, and it hindered them. You look at high commitment companies, they're very successful. Harley Davidson, American Doll. I learned the commitment level of American Doll this Christmas with my 8-year-old. Boy, you're not buying an overpriced doll, only you're buying into a community, a committed community. You know, you find Mac users in this realm. So the next one is connection. It's this ability to connect and collaborate with others. And I can tell you later, it might even be interesting, what is the number one trait of the happiest people and the most magnetic people in all the world. That will surprise you, or I will tell you that day at Impact Alexandria if you want to wait that long.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is contribution. This is the idea that we actually do trust results. We do need results. We can't just be compassionate. We can't just be high character. At the end of the day, we trust you also because you give us the right the results we ask for. Now, if you get us those results in the wrong way, in other words, in a low compassion way, or in a way where you didn't, you know, you didn't really care, or you did it with bad character. You see some people right away in certain jobs where they get some results right away, but they did it in the wrong way. We won't trust them over time. But still, we do need results. Finally is consistency. This is why we trust McDonald's. We might not even like McDonald's, but we trust them because they give us the same burger in Tokyo, Frankfurt, and Cleveland, and I've had it, and it might be, you know, be made of something different, I don't know, but it tastes the same, it smells the same, it looks the same. We trust, we do not like surprises. We want sameness, and maybe unless a birthday's involved, right? But we want to know they'll be the same every time. This is why we can't stand moody people. We want to know what you're going to be like tomorrow. Even if you're angry all the time, at least we know you're going to be angry all the time, you know? It stresses us out when people go up and down and all around. We want to know that, you know, at that store they deliver that way all the time. That parent, okay, my dad is going to do this way every time. He's not going to sometimes treat that kid that way and that kid that way. This is where it overlaps, of course, to family as well as teams, as well as work, as well as the community. We want to know that that politician is consistent, and they're going to say that over there, and they're going to say that same thing when they're in that group of people. And when we find consistency, we really start to trust it, even if we trust them for the wrong things. I mean, you see people like Hitler, who were in their core group probably more trusted because he was so absolutely consistent. The problem, of course, for him is he had a real character flaw. Mm-hmm. And so they could trust him to do the same over Churchill, who was really quite sporadic. And thankfully, because of some of the other things, came around to lead us out of our country, out of one of the darkest hours of the 20th century. But consistency is absolutely powerful, and I can't call it the king of the pillars because, you know, inconsistent character is no character at all. Inconsistent compassion really isn't that caring. You gotta be consistent in the pillars, and it is always the little things that make the big difference. And this truth is very important for all of us, no matter what we do, whether we are, as you said earlier, a homemaker or run a business or are getting ready for a marathon. I mean, I think of consistency. See, over the last 4 months, I've lost 40 pounds. It's felt great. But it's only been because of little consistency, little things every day. I didn't get it. Go say, now tomorrow I just want to lose 40 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. I needed to do some real sacrifices in what I eat and some real little things as far as exercise that added up to what I would say, you know, I'm back to my high school weight and it feels great, but it was little things, you know. So,
well, David, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with the second half of the show. Can you hang with us?
Sure can.
Okay, we'll be back with David Horsager right after this.
You're listening to Open Line on 1490 AM KXRA in Alexandria. Time now for Weather Eye.
Wind advisory in effect up until 7 p.m. today. Skies brightening up. Temperatures approaching 70, at least upper 60s today. And, of course, very windy. Widespread showers north and generally east of us now today. Clearing tonight, cool, mid-40s. Still windy, too, this evening. Then bright sun as temperatures top 70 here Wednesday. Tomorrow night, Thursday, could see some rain, some thunder showers from the Weather Eye Weather Center. I'm Steve Woolenhouse on KXRA.
Thank you, Steve. Currently downtown, temperature at 61. The wind is out of the southwest at 18 miles an hour. Once again, 61 degrees downtown Alexandria. That is Weather Eye. And now back to Open Line.
Yes,
and we're back. Do we have some sponsors to talk about?
We were kind of talking during the break, and I don't think we do, Dennis.
I thought you had something sitting there on the bottom of your
stack
there.
Oh, well, let me look here.
It might be.
Well, one thing about it, we're consistent in not having these things.
Okay.
Okay, yes, I do.
Yeah, see?
You need a man
it's
in your
Tuesday,
life.
It's Tuesday, not Monday.
And I'm it.
Okay. So we're going to talk just a little bit about a great time to go and explore Trum Drug Health Mart. There are fun gift ideas throughout the entire store, and next door, incredible ideas at Trum's Home Medical, too, like the carpal tunnel wrist brace.
That you have on.
This
Hold
brace,
that closer to the mic yes, so the listeners
this, can
see it.
Can you see
it.
That? Okay, David. This brace will support your wrist. It's easy to put on. It has Velcro straps. And you'll find this item right next door at Trum's Home Medical in downtown Alexandria. Seems like a simple solution to having major surgery. If you can wear this and relieve yourself of some stresses to your wrist, why not? Then zip next door to find all kinds of items in every aisle of Trum Drug Health Mart. This is a perfect day to come and explore. Trum Drug Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies in Glenwood, Alexandria, Elba Lake, and Parkers Prairie. Trum Drug Health Mart, they're caring for you and about you. Go to Trum's Home Medical and ask about the carpal tunnel wrist brace. If you're going home at night with pain in your arms or wrists, check it out today. Could be very important for you.
All right.
And we're back with David Horsager, who has written an amazing book called The Trust Edge. And during the break, we were talking, and I would like to ask you, David, are all countries in the world as skeptical as we are here in the United States? I mean, we're so prone to conspiracy theories, and why do Americans struggle with trusting anyone, whether it's the government, corporate America, or even churches or religious entities? Why us?
Sure. Well, the basic and quick answer to that is look at the paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the newspaper or anything. I mean, when you've been ripped off, and I must say right off the bat, just because I believe in the power of trust and trusted groups and teams and families and communities, and I believe that's best, does not mean I believe we should trust everyone. I mean, I've been ripped off like you have, and so just because there's power in being trusted, this is what I'm talking about most. Number one, be trusted. You know, be an organization, be a leader, be a salesperson, be a mom, be a dad who's trusted, because the impact of being trusted is so high. And that's what I kind of prove out in the first couple chapters there. You see, and if you have a book in front of you on page 20, kind of shows what happens when you're most trusted. So first, it's being trusted. That does not mean we trust everyone. In America, we have many reasons to be skeptical, right? I don't trust for good reason. I don't trust that my flight's going to be on time because I've had experience. You know, I don't trust that boy with my daughter. I know, you know, I don't trust the that maybe political advertisement, or I don't trust that reality TV is all that real. I don't trust that people, these remodelers that have been working on my kitchen are going to finish because my experience. So, and it's the same with the paper. When we see so much, there's so much news, so many, there's, in the book I outline several barriers to trust or reasons we don't trust, and those are all part of the reason because of what's happened, because people frankly aren't worthy of trust all, and you know, are selfish and are some of the arrogant or whatever. But let me go back to what you said first, and you said, are other countries less or more trusted?
Yes.
I must say this about America. Yes, we can complain. And yes, it's true. There are serious issues we need to look at, and we need to think about, and we need to consider. And there are the Bernie Madoffs, and the, you know, all there are these even entities, companies, Enrons, and whatever you want to think about, that have really squelched our trust. However, we should also look at the side we ought to be grateful for. When I was in India, and the book launched there just a few weeks ago, you know, we do have a basic level of trust in America that we can be grateful for. I could not, in America, like I could have in India, paid the police officer for my speeding ticket right there and just given him a bribe. And in India, you can just pay a bribe. And there's a lot of other regulatory, in fact, in business there, they expect it. And what happens in India? It's a lot more work to start a business. There's a lot less trust even than America, and in a lot of the countries I've visited, there's so much less trust. We have a basic trust in our dollar. We have a basic trust that is going to be worth something. Even though we might argue that it's worth less now than it was at some point, it actually does have a significant value because of the trust we in fact do have. We can have to a large degree, safe online credit card or check. And yes, we hear about the bounces and we hear about all these things, but we, in essence, have a lot of that. We can trust basically our government. We can basically trust the police. We can basically trust our dollar and the financial markets in a basic way. And without that basic way, we would even in America move much slower. So now, to get to your second part of the question of why don't we trust, why are we so skeptical? Well, we're skeptical for good reasons, too, because in the midst of doing well to some degree compared to the rest of the world, we have issues, and we, you know, and these things come up every single day. Somebody, you know, some athlete did that thing. Somebody used the wrong substance, and they won the Olympics, or they won this bike race, or they won whatever. And so now we don't trust those results as a result of maybe a few or maybe many. But I guess the basic thing there is I would try to... We can talk about the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the barrier, maybe if they are interested, some of the barriers. If anyone pops out to you, the basic reason is there are many barriers. Litigation, we see a high litigation culture, so we worry about what we do, every little thing. Should I even help that person, or is someone going to come against me? We're highly individualistic in our culture, which isn't a friend necessarily of trust. I don't believe, for instance, in independence, total independence, where I do it all on my own. As some people say, just buy your bootstraps. Well, whoever did everything on their own and didn't have any mentor, any friend. And on the other hand, I don't believe in codependence, where you're depending on for free. But interdependence is great. And that's where we have trusted relationships, where we can help each other, but we can use the best of who we are on our own. And if that was a little more promoted than maybe either the codependence, which parts of our government, I think, promote, and people, and then independence, which parts of people kind of think, well, then just you can all just do it on your own, I think we would, you know, be open to some more trust. There's several other barriers we can talk about, but those are... a few of the limitations.
Well, I'm one of these people who never seem to learn my lesson, because I'm always the one that gives everyone the benefit of the doubt. You know, a president comes to mind and an intern and a dress. And I found myself saying, well, of course, I mean, nobody would be that stupid. How would anybody do that? You know, that can't be true. And yet I find myself constantly being the person who wants to believe the best. And
I have the same issue.
Okay.
I have the same issue, and I want to believe the best now because of life and because of research. I'm sure, you know, you've even over your years of life wakened up to that some. And I want to believe that. But what I would keep going back to is the point that, you know what, when you be most trusted, you be most successful, if I can use improper grammar. And I want to keep pointing back people back to running trusted families, being trusted leaders, being trusted organizations, because I know it's best in impact and in profit. But I definitely think there's some real skepticism we ought to have. I mean, I bought a company one time, and I lost tens and tens of thousands in about 2 weeks to someone who lied to me, and we had done due diligence. This was not some weird internet scheme or something. But that has made me even more, do more due diligence and more, skeptical for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a hill to climb.
I'm curious, you had mentioned earlier the top traits of the happiest people.
Okay, so that's the top traits. Prager Research, the top trait of the happiest people in the world, interestingly, it's also the top trait of the most magnetic people in the world. Those that are most, you know, you just want to be around them. And, you know, I ask this question often on the, I'll say around their tables, maybe thousands of people. I'll say, everybody just think for a second, what's the most repelling trait, first of all? What pushes people away? And what would you both just say? What do you not like? What pushes you away from someone other than body odor?
Negativism.
Negativism, and they always talk about themselves.
Egotism.
Arrogance.
Yeah.
Yes. know-it-all. I mean, this kind of thing. When I taught leadership, taught on leadership at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, I think that was one of the biggest things. You know, they're I think some of the best, brightest, and bravest young men and women in our country. The biggest problem for some of them was they thought they were, and it hindered their leadership and hindered their impact. Okay, now let's go to the other side. I want to ask you this question: what do you think is one of the most magnetic traits? What really you just want to be around that person? What's a magnetic trait? Go ahead and just. I know I'm putting you on the spot. Just name a few.
People that are interested in the other person.
Sure.
That ask questions.
Yep.
How about
people that smile a lot?
Yeah, people that smile a lot.
Sure.
Although you can't trust half of those.
That's true. See, now you're getting it.
See, there's the other half of this duo.
You can't trust those politicians. They just smile you to death, you know?
Exactly. Or insincere. So this is interesting. So I'll give you, before I give you the top one,
okay.
I'll give you a couple of the others. Sincerity is close. Humility is close. But a lot of people, when I ask the question, what's most magnetic, people will say what? They'll say, oh, charismatic. No way. Charismatic, because you'll see a politician, that somebody that's really charismatic, but you wouldn't trust them with your, it, you know, your kids to ride in the car with them. I mean, you might think a smile is good, sure, positivity is good, but there's even unrealistic optimism and whatnot. So the number one trait of the happiest people in the world was not if they were wealthy or not. It was not if they were, born in America or born in South America or Asia. It wasn't any of those things. That same trait is the same of the most magnetic people, and that trait is gratitude. They're grateful for what they had. They're grateful for the opportunities. They're grateful for the people. Think of the people you want to be around.
Mm-hmm.
It's not someone necessarily who's super charismatic or loud. It could be. They could be fun that way. It's not some, I mean, I have people that are really fun. I'd never go into business with them. I'd never really want, you know. But people that are grateful, people that have gratitude, they think beyond themselves. We love to be around them. We love to have them over. We love, they're grateful, mm-hmm. you know. Number one trait.
You talk about diversity, and of course, diversity is, if you talk anything against it, you're kind of labeled politically incorrect. But in your book, you call too much diversity a barrier to trust. Elaborate on that.
It's interesting, and I've gained a little controversy from this idea, but there's a truth to it. Really, it comes out of the Robert Putnam's epic study. He's a, you know, Harvard political scientist, and it was a very significant and very true study. In basic idea, it is this. It's true. I believe in diversity. In other words, in diversity of thought, I should say. By the way, some people just only take diversity and they think of it as color of skin. And I would say, number one, we are all very diverse. We have different backgrounds. Look, I grew up in Verndale, Minnesota, and you guys from Alex might think, boy, he's a podunk whatever, right?
No way, because I grew up in Buxton, North Dakota, and that's smaller yet.
Yes, well, it's amazing how you can get much smaller. But anyway, you're right. So it's not a color of the skin thing. Diversity is diversity of thought. You might have this background. You might have this ideal. You might have this. I might find someone who looks much, much, much different than me that agrees on in many areas, or we have that hold the same values. Who knows? But this is what I would say about diversity. It's true. If both of us are the exact same, then one of us really isn't needed. We're not going to spur each other on or be open to new things. So diversity is an advocate of innovation and change and fresh ideas, and we do need a certain amount of diversity. However, in this study, it proved out how people trust those that are more like themselves. And so if we at least aren't like ourselves in a way, so how can a business do this? At least have a common value system or common mission statement. You see different people in war come together. They look all different, but they go and they accomplish great things because at least they have the same values and they have the same mission. And so you've got to come up with some form of sameness, even though we need diverse thought to bring in new ideas and stuff. I'll just, in this study on diversity, basically 30,000 people were interviewed across America, and I'll give you the one quote from the study that'll clarify. In the most diverse communities, neighbors trusted one another about half as much as they do in the most homogenous settings. It's simply worth thinking about the impact of that. So people a lot of times on teams are saying, well, we want to get every different kind of person on this team. Well, what happens? Nothing gets accomplished because they talk and they riff and they push and they struggle. And sometimes a certain amount of struggle certainly is good. But on the other hand, at least come to have homogenous values and missions. So even though you get diverse ideas and we can use the best in each diverse person, we have some central sameness to build trust to move from.
David, I want to thank you for spending time with us today. We look forward to your visit as part of Impact Alexandria.
I'm so looking forward to being
thank
there.
Thank you so
thankful,
much.
Thankful to you and to all you're doing in Alex and Tastefully Simple and the whole crew that's doing great things up
have
there.
Have you been to Alexandria before?
I sure have.
Okay, we'll see you.
I'm looking forward to being back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
bye. You. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
There's a lot more to speech therapy than most people think. For some who face the inability to speak, simple to complex technology may be needed in order to get their voice back. But where do you start? This is Sarah Kraft, speech therapist from Knute Nelson. Let us help you find the right technology to get you back to communicating or expressing yourself. Don't settle for letting others communicate for you. Let us help discover your voice again. Contact Knute Nelson Therapy at 763-1156 or visit us at knutenelson.org.
Did you know that the birthplace at Douglas County Hospital is now open? The family-centered rooms are on the third floor of the new addition with 5 labor and delivery rooms and 15 postpartum rooms. Moms and families are enjoying the spacious private rooms and bathrooms. All the staff, nurses, and families are excited to be a part of this new major expansion project at Douglas County Hospital. Having your baby close to home brings families together.
Douglas County Hospital, healthcare.
And we're back, and wow, what a treat we are in for.
It's really going to be a good program. Jennifer, tell us your involvement in Impact Alexandria, Jennifer Wagner.
I am actually the chairperson of the event, and I do work at Tastefully Simple, so I'm the chair of the event.
Okay, wonderful. And Sue?
Well, I've been with the event and working on the event since 2003. So,
oh, okay.
And the seasoned member of the committee, and bring that to the table.
Wonderful. And Dawn?
I'm the sponsorship coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, it's going to be another really good event, Impact Alexandria. And when exactly is the date?
It is Tuesday, October 4th. From 3 to 4:30.
Okay. And it will be at Lake Geneva Christian Center again?
That's correct.
Okay. So I think you've got that whole situation down to a pretty good science with the parking and the and that kind of thing. Because I think, you know, there have been times where you're like, I can't get out of here. I can't get in. I have no place to park. But the last couple of years have been smooth as silk. So that's wonderful. So
tickets. Where can we get
tickets?
Where
can we get tickets? And how and how much are they?
Well, we actually have an early bird ticket sale starting, like, right now. Mm-hmm. You can purchase them, and they are $55. Normally, they're $65, but through the end of June, we're offering an early bird discount for $55. And they can go on the Visit the ImpactAlexandria.com website, but they can call us for tickets at the 888-759-2908, and then we can get them tickets for
okay
them.
And can you order online or not? Okay, so that's the only way to do it is through the through that phone line for the early birds. So,
yep.
Wonderful. Well, I know I'm looking forward to it, and we're also excited to have a Minnesota boy, because if there's one thing he probably understands, it's grilling.
Oh, I grilled last night after a round
of
golf.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh.
I thought I was having a case of the vapors, because when we teed off.
Did you cry when you came in on 18? Because all the little kids that ran on Sunday cried when they finished their 1K, 1 mile.
I thought I was coming down with something, because when we teed off, we all had our jackets on. And then about 20 minutes into it, it started to warm up, and it kept getting warmer and warmer and warmer.
And you're stripping down.
Well, up to a point.
Up to a point,
up
yes.
Up to a point. And then when I got home, I went to the backyard. In fact, I didn't even sit down. My wife says, honey, you might as well put the stakes on since you're standing up. Because she knew once I crashed on the sofa after a round of golf, I wasn't getting up.
You
know,
you should get those tearaway clothes like the Chippendale dancers wear.
What's that have to do with stakes?
Well, I'm trying to help you
stripping?
Cool off here. You
know, I wasn't hot.
Rip off.
I wasn't hot. I had air conditioning on in the car when I got...
Snaps down the side, you rip them off.
Well, when I got done golfing, I wasn't hot. It was air conditioning in the clubhouse, air conditioning in the car, air conditioning in the house. So that was the problem.
Oh,
the problem was
you're just all sweated
fatigue. No, I wasn't sweaty when I came
fatigue.
Home.
Fatigue.
Well, no.
That walk
my
from
wife
the
knew
tea
that
to
if
the cart.
Once I got Nothing. Home, it's hard to get anything with this woman sometimes, but once I got home, she realized if I went downstairs to the man cave, I wasn't coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So she handed me the steaks when I walked to the door. Now I'm trying to get to the commercial for the past 30 minutes. I walked out and went out.
And what was waiting for you?
My Weber. Nothing was waiting for me.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Except your Weber grill.
Well, I have two Webers. I've got them from Ace Hardware. But the one I love the best is the charcoal grill. I haven't used my gas in maybe 2 years now. Because the Weber grill, I walked into Ace Hardware. One day I had a yearning for a charcoal grill. And you talk about service. There's a variety of different charcoal grills. You can get the combination of gas and charcoal and whatever. And I selected one model, and they assemble it. Mm-hmm. You do not have to assemble it. And guess what? They followed me home and delivered it to my patio. Now, isn't that service? So I went in and we did ribeye steaks on the Weber grill.
Mm.
And I learned my lesson last night. I looked in the grill and I thought, oh, there's enough coals there to cook a couple of steaks. But they were kind of small. And I soon realized that if I would have kept just those charcoal briquettes, that I would have still been there cooking those steaks. So I fired it up, and eventually it got done. It was delicious, and they have their assembly is free on all their grills, and they have all the accessories, too. If you like to have a smoker there or a variety of other things, they have all the accessories for whole chickens, kebabs, even rib racks. Sign up for Ace Rewards. Every dollar you spend earns your gift certificates at Ace Hardware. It's a free sign-up, so check them out. I call it Grills Gone Wild at Ace Hardware. Mm-hmm. That catches the attention. Because the last time I said that, 40 men went through the door. And but once we got them there, they were into the grills.
Sure.
Grills Gone Wild at Ace Hardware. Check them out for Weber in Long Prairie and downtown Alexandria.
Ace is the place.
That's right. I love it. Impact Alexandria. Boy, we've had so many cruising through the past speakers that we've had over the years. Patty,
I'm looking at Amanda Gore, who was just one of my really highlights. I just thought she was fabulous. And she stands out because, so far, she's been the only woman.
Oh, here we go now.
Yeah. But, yes. I saw Chester Elton, Marcus Buckingham, John Maxwell, Amanda Gore, John Canfield, and Miss Zig Ziglar. What was the matter with me? And, it's just been wonderful.
And Stephen Covey.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yep, I miss Stephen Covey. Yeah.
And when these people leave town, I mean, they leave a lasting impression, don't they?
Absolutely.
You have seen lives turn around
and
careers turn around after these speakers have come in. So I want to take this time to thank you and your committees and everything for bringing this top talent to Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. And how did you come about to select these speakers? What's the process?
Well, we go through a process of, from our sounding boards or our evaluations, we ask for speakers that they'd like to see in upcoming years, and so we get a lot of ideas there, and then we work with a speakers bureau and work to find the best fit for that particular year and include our sponsors, our past sponsors and our upcoming sponsors in the selection as well. The people that sit on the committee are from our different sponsor businesses. Mm-hmm. And just want to say also, if people have ideas of what they'd like to see, and if there are some women speakers out there, out there on the circuit, there are few women speakers that are available and that are out there.
Oprah's available, wouldn't that be good?
There you go.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that
what
just be a knockout?
Holy buckets.
We could spread the word, and if they show up looking for Oprah, she just couldn't make it.
Yes.
I want to thank all three of you being here today. And to get those tickets again, Jennifer?
Call 1-888-759-2908.
All right. Can't wait.
Early bird special.
That's right.
Open Line is heard each Monday through Friday morning at 9.05 a.m. and designed to be a service to the area. The views and opinions offered by the hosts, studio guests, and telephone callers do not necessarily reflect those of the management and ownership of KXRA Radio. Thanks for listening to KXRA's Open Line.
Stay tuned now for world and national news from CNN. This is 1490 a.m. KXRA, Alexandria.